You're listening to the Live, Love, Engage podcast. On today's show, what it means to embrace your divinity and why it's important to do so. Stay tuned. I am Gloria Grace Rand, founder of The Love Method and author of the number one Amazon bestseller, Live, Love, Engage, How to Stop Doubting Yourself and Start Being Yourself. In this podcast, we share practical advice from a spiritual perspective on how to live fully, love deeply, and engage authentically so you can create a life and business with more impact, influence, and income. Welcome to Live, Love, Engage. Namaste. I am Gloria Grace Rand, and this is another live edition of Live, Love, Engage. We are coming to you live on Facebook and LinkedIn and YouTube, and I want to welcome those of you who are watching on the social media platforms, as well as I want to welcome those of you who are listening to this recording on your favorite podcast platform, whatever that may be. I know we're on pretty much all of them, Apple and Google and iHeartRadio, all those fun places. So check us out. And today is one of my solo episodes, and I've been chatting with you for, I guess, probably been almost the last 8 weeks, I suppose, because I've been going through the Love Method. And every other week when I do one of my solo episodes, I've been talking about letting go and letting God, opening your heart to receive, valuing your uniqueness. And today we're going to be talking about the last part of the Love Method, the E in love. It stands for embrace your divinity. And I got to tell you, when this idea first came to me, this idea popped into my head to write a book about love way back in 2016, and the E was embrace your divinity, I really was surprised, confused, not really sure what the heck that even meant. And in the book, I talk about that it's really about embracing yourself and expressing love for yourself. And I stand by that. And as I've been exploring the Love Method more over these last couple months, and really I'm writing about it, journaling about it, I feel that there's more to it than that. And what I did before doing the podcast today, I wanted to actually explore the meanings of these words, because I think it will help you in order to know why I believe it is so important for us to do this. Because, I don't want to get ahead of myself. Let me stop. So I looked up the word embrace. So I'm sure you all have a concept of what that word means, but I wanted to look it up and get some good definitions for it. So what I found is that it means to accept or support a belief, theory, or change willingly and enthusiastically. It also means to cherish and love. And then the word divinity means the quality or state of being God, the state of being divine, the nature or essence of God. And then divine things are regarded as eternal and based in truth. And then I was like, I still want to know a little bit more. So divinity actually comes from the Latin word divinus, which means belonging to a deity. So here's my premise when it comes to embracing your divinity. So for one thing, I believe that we are more than just this flesh and bones that, you know, we see. There is a spirit within us that comes into the body when we're born and leaves. And the reason I believe this, and you know, I'm not alone in believing this, there are lots of people who believe this, is frankly the fact that you're thinking, you know, when you think about something and you're consciously thinking about it, not when you're, you know, automatically, but say you're consciously paying attention to the words I'm even saying right now, and you're thinking about them, and you know, and maybe you're saying, I don't get it or whatever. But there's an essence of you that is doing that. You know, we're not robots, okay? Not yet, anyway. But we are human beings, but really this human form is something that is not really truly who we are. So I believe that we are, well, I've always said that we're a child of God. We're part of God. And as I've been reading some other spiritual teachers and books, I'm coming to believe that we are actually that essence of ourselves inside is God manifesting as, in my case, Gloria Grace Rand. In your case, whoever, you know. But it is this spirit inside of us is the divine essence of God. And we are, it's God expressing through us. And that's why God created human beings, is so that God could experience what it meant to have a physical presence, I guess you could say. So essentially what I am coming to believe that embrace your divinity means is to accept or support the belief that you belong to God, that you have the nature or essence of God, and that God is manifesting as you. So we need to accept willingly and enthusiastically that God is coming through us. But again, why is that important? you might say, okay, fine, I can recognize that God is manifesting as me. Yeah, so I used to believe that we came here on this earth to maybe learn lessons, but I'm sort of changing that way of thinking a little bit as well. And that I think we really did come to this earth to, and we accepted this human form to talk about what I say live, love, engage is all about: to live fully, to love deeply, to engage authentically. And getting God bumps right now. So I think I'm on the right track here. Because that's what life is all about, isn't it? I mean, isn't that why we really are here? I mean, sure, you know, lots of people talk about karma and having to come back and, you know, maybe we didn't do things exactly right, quote unquote, right, or we didn't do things as well as maybe we should have. Maybe we hurt people, whether on purpose or inadvertently. And so, you know, some people think that, okay, then you come back again, live another life, and get a chance for a do-over, shall we say, or a chance to be able to improve and do things better. And that's one thing that, I mean, even as a kid, those of you who may have listened to this podcast for a while know that I grew up Catholic, and the Catholic Church does not believe in reincarnation. They believe that you die, and you know, after you die, you go to either hell, purgatory, or heaven. And I just, that never sat with me very well, because it just didn't seem possible that in the history of the world that we only get one chance at life, and if we blow it, you know, we're damned for eternity. It didn't seem to me that a God that loves us, because that's also what, you know, they teach, is that God loves us. So if God loves us, why wouldn't God give us another chance to do better? you know, to try again. So I just always believe that. And then I think why it's important then to recognize or not only to recognize that you're a spiritual being and to embrace your divinity, to embrace that you have God in you, shall we say, is that, this is the point I want to make, is that you're not alone. You are not alone. No, and I just saw a yellow butterfly go by. We had a retreat this weekend, and I think one of the women who was at the retreat, I think, talked about that she sees the yellow butterfly, and I think it was a member of her family or something. So, sorry, got distracted looking out the window. look up the spiritual meaning butterflies. I know they're pretty, pretty cool. Anyway, where was I? Sorry, I got distracted. Why is it important to know that we have God within us? That's right. I was saying to know that we're not alone. So many people, and especially, you know, within the last few years when things have been so stressful with all the things that are going on, you know, suicide rates are up. And I think part of that is because people feel they lose hope, and they don't know where to turn. But I want to tell you where you can turn is to turn within and know that God is within you and that you are not alone. And I know it's not always easy. And I didn't always feel this way. After my sister passed, I really felt alone. And I was working with a coach who, you know, reminded me that the universe has my back and that I'm not alone. And as I've now worked through the grief, and as I've spent a lot of time in meditation and journaling, that I do know that. And that's where one of the reasons why, if you read my book, Live, Love, Engage, you know that I talk a lot about the power of meditation. And it's not necessarily sitting on a mat in a corner of the room and just going, you know, it's about just being still, you know, be still and know that God is within. That's all. And just ask and say, God, I'm going through something right now and I could use your support. And then just be still and see what comes up for you, because I believe that what will come up will be something really great for you. And so I encourage you to do that. And if you are ever challenged in this way and you want to learn more about, you know, the love method, I would encourage you to reach out to me. Go to engagewithgloria.com and you'll be directed directly to my calendar where you can schedule an appointment with me. And we'll just have a chat for a few minutes. I would love to know, you know, where you are and in this and how I can support you. So I just wanted to put that out there today. But now I want to do is what I do every time I do one of these solo episodes is read from Unity's Daily Word. And if you don't subscribe to this publication, I highly recommend it. It's really a wonderful spiritual resource for you. And I found a very cool reading today from the Daily Word, and it's an oldie. It is from September 30th, 1940. Okay, my siblings were not even alive then, so my parents were, but I loved the message of it. So I'm going to share with you the affirmation is, my divine self is infinitely capable and does easily all that this day brings me to do. Now see, right there should be reason enough to embrace your divinity. Right there. Because Isn't that powerful to know that my divine self is infinitely capable and does easily all that this day brings me to do? So when you can go through your day knowing that, oh man, stress, you don't have stress. You just go through your day knowing that. Like I said, that God has your back. All right, that's the affirmation. Let me read the rest of this. Hopefully you'll enjoy it as much as I did. It says, the divine self in you is invincible. Human powers may be exhausted, but those who know the truth know that in them is God. In them is a divine self, a spirit that carries them triumphantly through every experience. As this self has inspired and sustained you in the past, so it is going to carry you on to new unfoldment and happiness. The divine self in you is capable of infinite progress. The divine self in you is wise and beautiful and joyous, and its wisdom and beauty and joy pour through your mind and forth into your daily life. Today was made for you, and you are going to live it graciously, joyously, greatly. The love and the peace of God fill your heart. The light and the joy of God radiate from your mind. The power and the judgment of God guide your steps. The wisdom and the strength of God flow through your hands, and you express His truth perfectly. Isn't that lovely? And then the scripture reading, because these always back this up, and this is from the first letter of Corinthians 3:16. The Spirit of God dwelleth in you. So if you read the Bible, it says it right there, okay? If you believe the Bible, and I know a lot of people think the Bible is the literal word of God, well, then take that to heart, okay? The Spirit of God is within you. In fact, I was just thinking, there was like a song I used to sing about that in church. It was the Spirit of God is upon you, but I like the Spirit of God dwelleth in you. This form, this human body is a holy temple. It's a holy temple because God resides within us. Whew. Yeah. I would love to know what you think about all of this. If you can either comment, if you're commenting on social media, or if you can message me, you can message me, you can reach me on social media, you can go to my website, gloriarand.com, and I would love to know what you think about all of this. I think it's so important for us to recognize, oh, wow, getting emotional here, to recognize that God is within. Because again, as I mentioned, you know, so many people struggle with depression, and that's been, a lot of my family members had that. And I know my mom did, but she started seeking late in life in her 50s. She started searching. And she's actually how I know about the Daily Word is because she used to read the Daily Word when I was a kid. I would find that magazine in my house. So I know that she was searching for something that would help to ease her pain and the stress of living with an alcoholic. You know, when my dad was sober, it was great. And you know, but then occasionally the times when he wasn't, it wasn't so hot. So to know that you're not alone, you know, it's so comforting to know that, because a lot of people live alone, and it can be lonely sometimes when you don't have another person to talk to. However, thank you, God, for the times that we live in today, because you, again, don't have to be alone. You can reach out. And I know sometimes, and I've been guilty of this, I want someone to call me. You know, I want someone to contact me. But if someone doesn't, then why can't I reach out? Oh, just having this old memory of an AT&T commercial, something about reach out and touch someone, or I don't know. If you're like, you know, over 50, you may know this. Anyway, you can call someone. You can reach out to someone on Zoom. You can reach out to someone on social media. I know sometimes that can be a little dicey, but if you have friends, message them. Reach out on WhatsApp. If you've got family members you haven't talked to in a long time, stop waiting for them to call you. Call them yourself. Because you don't have to be alone. And then if you do want to be alone, that's okay too. But know that you can be still and know that even if you are alone in your room, that God is still with you no matter what. God will never forsake you or abandon you. God is always there. And that's so comforting to know that God is there. At least I believe so anyway. All right. I'm going to conclude today's episode as I always do. I love to share light language with you. And for those of you who don't know what light language is, if you're maybe listening to this episode for the first time or just happen to catch it on social media, light language is a type of communication with the soul. And it is something that some people write it and other people speak it or sing it or use hand gestures. There's even, you can even dance light language. It's something that your brain doesn't necessarily understand, but it's a communication that comes from another realm. I believe it comes from a spiritual realm, perhaps from angels, perhaps from other celestial beings that are out there, because also as a kid, I didn't buy that humans were the only beings in the solar system, in the universe. Well, yeah, beyond, well, the solar system, yes, but the universe, no, come on. Okay, I watched Star Trek too, but please, how can we be so selfish as to think we're the only creatures, the only sentient beings in this whole huge, 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 huge universe that we are learning every day just how vast it is? There's got to be other beings out there. So light language may be a way for them to be able to share their message of love and light with us. And that's ultimately what it is, I believe, and is that it is a message of love. And it's a healing message to heal whatever is not necessarily physically healing, but I think it's really great at healing any spiritual, emotional problems or issues. That's the word I'm looking for. Any type of emotional issues and to help you with. So I am going to invite my guides to share with you today a message of love and light that will be for your soul's highest good. And, well, perhaps also touch a part of your heart to recognize that you are not alone, that God is within you and within every one of us. And to take heart to that today. So yeah, that's what I'm going to say. All right. As always, I do also like to remind you, if you are listening to this somewhere where you're operating heavy machinery, you're driving a car, you might want to pause this broadcast and come back to it later when you can really focus in on it and not have to worry about listening and driving a car at the same time. I don't think it's a good combination. Okay, here it goes. Quakishuna seha, Quanyoki hakehua, Quanya kasiya kohe, quanae koshina, e koto tushinahe, koji no kaneha, kwasho no ke no ke hose, kwanyo no ko idna kigna, se ko chu shoko hu, manyo no ko eha, sanyo no ko lena ki hati se, koshion na ki ano, asoyo no ke, kwano ka he, asino ye, koshio no nane kane, kose kane hase, osho no ke aduka, kwana ke ya no ki ka he he he, asio tishane, kohosi kane, ono koyo tokosi, Monia kare no tukate hashi, a toke shakariada, am no kriato shikari no kuyata, e sakori no koria pateia kata tisga toto tikalina, am no kikari toto kriya no kriyate tisha kriyata, e sakari no kriya pateia kata, e kato to shakari no kiyata, e kaki ku ki ha e ka se o nya na ka nya na ki ka he an nya na to ki ko ha ya ni si e ka nya na ki ha e na ko hi ko ho ke ho ni ka si chu she na ne Ono shika he he, onyana kosi, okono hoke he ha, ono si ha he. Thank you for listening today and for watching. I am so grateful. So grateful for you, really am. I'm very grateful that you are out there, and I know that I hear from people who are watching and appreciating these, and it really does make me feel good. And even if you weren't watching and listening, but please continue to do so, I still love doing this anyway. I love doing these types of episodes. I love interviewing people. It brings me a lot of joy, and it allows me to be a light in the world, and I hope you do appreciate it. And if you do, share it with a friend and let people know about it. Make sure you're subscribed either on your favorite podcast platform, or you can also subscribe on YouTube. If you go at Gloria Grace Brand on YouTube, you'll find all of the videos. Plus, I also have some other light language videos there on my channel as well. And so I would love for you to check that out too. And I think that's going to do it for this edition of Live, Love, Engage. So until next time, you know what I'm going to say, right? I encourage you to go out today and every day and live fully. Love deeply and engage authentically. Did you know that a majority of entrepreneurs tend to discount the importance of their work? And a good number feel their success is simply due to luck. I know from personal experience that self-doubt can keep you from having the kind of life and business you desire. That's why I've created a free guide called Uniquely You, How to Move from Self-Doubt to Self-Love in 4 simple steps. To claim your free guide, go to liveloveengage.gift. That's liveloveengage.gift.